Alante here. Before I start this week's episode, I want to thank you for taking time to listen to this audio blog. Blackening Grad School was created to encourage and empower women and people of color to and through the grad school journey. Enjoy!
What's up, y'all? It's Alante with episode 52, and I am super excited because today we'll be talking about getting ready for the holiday break. The semester is coming to an end, hopefully for everybody. I know some of us have obligations that extend past the academic year, and as grad students, we don't really get a break, but today I did want to focus on getting ready for the break, right? Like as grad students, we're also super busy and we have to schedule things. And so I thought it would be a good idea to give you some fun stuff to schedule during the break and just kind of making time, and by scheduling it, time to relax, release, and relate over the break. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. So today's lesson from the trap, being that we're talking about break, is from one of my fave holiday albums, 8 Days of Christmas by Destiny's Child. That came out in 2001, which is like the peak of my middle school, you know, love for Beyonce and all things Destiny's Child. And really, it's still a poppin' Christmas album, even 17 years later. Like, I love that Christmas album low-key. And so the song I picked was Winter Paradise because it's just really about, like, you know, laughing and loving and sharing this winter paradise and taking that time to spend with your family or your significant other, you know, gifts and food and the kids, and just really this positive, warm, you know, holiday vibe without being like crazy extra pompous. It's just like laughing and loving and sharing. Some of the lyrics are like, you know, snowing and it's cold outside, wrapping gifts by the fireside, my family's here, Christmas Day is here, it's that special time of the year. Or just like, it's the gifts you give, it's your relatives, it's your kids in the back room, it's that good home cooked food, it's the Christmas color, it's the stocking stuffer, it's the impatient nights, winter paradise. And just again, thinking about all of the good things that come along with this time of year, and that time you get to spend with your family and how important that is. And I really do love this song because it's just like a, like I said, good vibe, kind of getting you in the mindset of like all the cool and wonderful and loving things about the winter. And so with that, last week I gave a pretty extensive recap on episode 51, Emotional Roller Coaster, about what's going on with me as the semester comes to an end. I just finished classes. I have an exam next week, and then I still have another week or so of writing for my comprehensive exam, part A paper. So with that, you know, if you really want to get a more in-depth update, you can definitely go check out the last episode. But today I really wanted to focus on fun stuff, and I'll be kind of just spending this week and next week talking about fun things you can be doing over your break. This list is the fun list. Next week's list is a little bit more structured. But the first thing I want to suggest everyone to do, which is easy and you probably already have it planned, is binge watching a show. I know personally I don't get to watch a lot of TV. I'm not a big TV watcher to begin with, but I don't really get to watch TV during the school year because it's distracting. Like, I might watch an episode or two of something I'm enjoying, like during when I'm eating, like lunch and dinner, or I might spend like a Friday night watching something every now and then, but it's not that often. And so personally, I love comedies. Like, pretty much I don't like watching anything too serious on TV. I feel like it's time for me to take a break and get just kind of like turn my brain off. And so I don't really watch a lot of thought-provoking TV, I will admit. So all of my suggestions of shows are comedies. And I really love to watch like series from beginning to end. Like, I will not watch anything else till I finish it. So these are some of the ones I've watched so far that I really love and suggest. First is Living Single, which was, you know, had Queen Latifah and other really popular actors on it. Parks and Rec, which I have watched the entire series 3 times in my life because it's hilarious. It's about a small local government and all of their shenanigans, but it's like all totally comedy. The Office. I feel like almost everyone at this point has watched The Office, but if you have not, it is hilarious. Like, now that is one show I had to leave because it has like, I think almost 11 or 12 seasons. So it was near the end after Steve Carell left. It just wasn't as funny, I have to admit. Big Mouth. This is a little bit on the controversial side. This is a Netflix series. I personally think it's hilarious. Like, I think it's funny. It's about kind of a coming to age comedy, but it's totally adult humor, like super adult humor, but I think it's really funny. Grace and Frankie, as you all may or may not know, I am obsessed with older people. And I think that this show is like hilarious about two women who were married to their husbands for like 40, 50 years, but they were actually lovers and they divorced the women and they got married, and then their lives and their families as a result of like that shakeup as older adults. And I think it's really cool, and it also touches on some like real stuff about caring for your older family, but even regardless of that, it's like hilarious. Arrested Development, I watched this, actually I feel like I'm like the only person that watched it when it was on Fox back in the day, and then it came, I met like a teammate in college who had the entire series. So I have watched this probably 6 or 7 times now, the entire series. I think it's hilarious. It's about a family and the father like does a bunch of illegal stuff with housing, like real estate. And then like one son always wants to leave them, but he like always keeps them together. And I do think that it's hilarious. Lastly is what I'm currently watching, Real Housewives of Atlanta. I love Real Housewives of Atlanta. Like, I have been watching that show since the very first episode, and it's now on Hulu, and so I am rewatching the entire series. Even though the new season is out, I'm gonna binge watch that season when I get home because I don't have cable. I'm gonna watch it at my parents' house. But oh my gosh, y'all, I have really been like a diehard fan of Real Housewives since it came out. And rewatching it has actually been really entertaining because if you did watch it or you've never watched it, season 6 is lit. Like, it's a lot going on in season 6. Like, oh my gosh, that season is so good. I would definitely suggest to not watch that season until you are done with the semester. That was a hard one to get through and remain focused, but it's super good. So that's the first thing. Binge watch a show or a series and just really enjoy it. There are some other comedies I like, but those are like my faves. Like, I like Unbreakable by Kimmy Schmidt, but it can be kind of corny. That's the first thing coming to mind that I didn't include on this list. Next is to spruce up your space. So your room, your office, or your desk. Personally, I live for a TJ Maxx and a thrift store, and then IKEA as a last resort. IKEA is cool and their prices aren't that high, but their stuff is better if you can customize it, or if you go to a TJ Maxx or like a thrift store, you have one, it costs less, but you also can you won't get like the exact same thing. Like, right, IKEA doesn't really have a lot of like products that are very custom or that might have like some sort of tweak to them. You have to do that on your own. And so I go there for more like my linens, like duvets and stuff, or maybe some lighting because they have pretty inexpensive lighting. But they have really good frames too, like good picture frames that look really, make all your stuff look really nice. I do like that. But if you want like picture frames that have some character to them, again, TJ Maxx or a thrift store is definitely your go-to. And a can of spray paint will go a long way. So that's something I like to do. I literally just rearranged my furniture in my bedroom just to kind of give myself a different look and just make it a little bit more interesting. And I moved some things out to my desk that like should be there, like my printer and things like that, instead of having them in my room. So my office space looks a little bit more officey. And that always makes me feel better, and it's always nice, and it also makes you clean if, you know, have challenges in that area. It's definitely a good way you know, you can't move stuff if there's stuff, other stuff in the way. So it definitely helps with that. Something that I really make sure I do every single time is I go somewhere nice that makes me dress up. This is, of course, depending on your temperament, what you like to do, or if you have to dress a certain way for your department or for your program. Like, I know some people have to wear like business professional clothes, so maybe they want to do the opposite and have a pajama day, where I wear literally jeans and a sweatshirt like every day. And so to put on some heels, like to fill in my eyebrows, put on some lipstick, mascara, maybe a pair of lashes. Like, I love that. I'm not saying I want to go to the club, but like have a good dinner and some drinks. And I might do that with like my friends, or I might go on a date, or since it's the holiday season, you know, all the adult cousins are back in town. So hanging out with family is a really nice way to, again, do something a little bit different versus just hitting like a bar, or like pick like a fancier bar that like actually makes you want to dress up. Next is something I really want to put like a must do for your entire break, is pick one day and you don't talk or do any work as it relates to school. No talking about school. And I feel like this is so hard to do as a grad student. Like, even when you are trying to have a normal conversation, somehow your school life comes up. I mean, because that's where you spend a lot of your time, and the things that are happening lately, conversations that take place, relate back to school. No, you can't. There's so much to you beyond your title and your role as an academic and a scholar. So explore those pieces a bit and just have a day where that's kind of just put on the back burner, and you can just enjoy your family and your other interests without them being going back to grad school. Next is exploring a city. So some people might be going home for the holiday. Some people might be staying where they are in school. And I know personally, the first year, really, this is the first semester I've even like explored Pittsburgh at all. And I still have yet to go to like all the museums, all of these like really cool things that we have access to as students. I haven't done yet. And I'm hoping that I can pick a day during break that I can go and check out these places and kind of just get to know the city of Pittsburgh a little bit more. But if not, I could always be home and do the same thing, going to the museums or finding some like free activity in the city to attend. So you can like always go on Eventbrite or look up on your local newspaper or something, or go on Instagram and search like maybe your city, and events might show up and you can find something fun to do. Next is a DIY spa day, or, you know, if you fancy and been saving your coins, a real spa day. And nothing feels greater to me than taking some time for myself. Like, and spa days are typically more quiet too, so just having a quiet day, even if I have someone go with me, like my mother and I like to go to the spa. Like, maybe every other year we'll go big and get really fancy and go to the spa. It's such a relaxing experience, and I just love it. And so even if I can't get a massage, maybe I'll go get my hair and my nails done just to like treat myself and relax, and or get a facial. I've never gotten a facial like professionally, but I'd love a good facial mask from like Sephora or Target. So, you know, you can kind of scale this depending on what your pockets are looking like. You can paint your own nails, you can wash your hair and curl it. I retwist my own hair, so if I go to an optician, I'm really treating myself. So I might just do like my hair and do my nails, and then maybe go get a massage and do a facial mask at home, something like that. Cause it's really hard to massage yourself. But, you know, if you have a friend or, you know, a bae, you can definitely also work that in too. Next. So I've shared 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. We got 4 more things. Next is to visit an older family member and record a story if they share one, or if you think it should be shared. You know, I always advocate for spending time with the elderly people in your family, and I think the holiday season, they are especially vulnerable to loneliness, and no one checking up on them because everyone's running around and they can't be out doing activities. And even though people do typically go visit during the holidays, maybe don't only just go on Christmas. Pick another day where you can go spend time and sit with them before or after the actual holiday. And just ask them a story about their life or one of their favorite memories and record it. And that way you'll always have it. You can share it with your other family members. And it's just a nice thing to have later when you're missing them and maybe they're not here anymore. And just the richness of our stories as, the stories of older people. I mean, really, if you just stop and listen to some older people, they have had some really amazing lives. And I especially love listening to older Black folk and how they navigated their world and were successful with dealing with like even more than we deal with now. And so I've always really, really enjoyed that. And they always want to share. So it's really easy. Just sit down and listen for a while and you might learn a thing or two. And they might even have some advice, even though it might not directly relate to grad school, but the way that they navigate it or their thought process might be useful for you to apply to school. So I really do hope that you'll consider doing that on one of the fun things to do. Next is to read a book that is not related to your work. I think I'm going to read the autobiography of Gucci Mane this break. I just finished Becoming, which I talked about last week as well, which of course I stand for Michelle Obama more than I ever have before. But the autobiography was so good, I was like, you know what? I think I want to read more autobiographies. And a lot of my friends have given rave reviews actually for the autobiography of Gucci Mane. So I think I'm going to read it over the break, and I might read Black Privilege by Charlemagne. It just depends on how much time I have. Just again, taking some time to read a non-school book and getting caught in that can be very relaxing. And of course, it's not cheating if it's on Audible, because that's how I'll be reading my books, because I'll be driving these 8 hours, 4 hours back to and from Detroit. Next, go for a walk or run regardless of the weather. Honestly, I went running this week in the snow and it was probably one of the best experiences I've had in a while. It's beautiful. It is a little bit harder to breathe, so keep that in mind. So you might not want to go at the same pace. But I really did enjoy myself. And I think we always enjoy the weather when it's sunny and the sun's shining and there's like a slight breeze. But if you bundle up and go for a walk or run, it's actually really good and beautiful as well. There's a different type of beauty to appreciate about the winter. And if you actually live in the winter area for grad school, but then home is sunny, then you should definitely go enjoy that nice weather too. And last but not least is to volunteer in some way. And it doesn't have to be going to a soup kitchen or something like that. But I know there are groups of people who maybe put together hygiene kits or winter weather packages, and you might leave it on the bus or give it to someone. You might give the hygiene kit to someone you see that might be homeless, or drop it off at a shelter. It doesn't have to be this like big concerted group effort where you're going and doing a bunch of hours somewhere, or maybe if you have some clothes, it's time to purge your closet, give away some items. All of those things make a difference, and they also help your own, mental health and your own do-goodery, for lack of better terms. It just helps, it helps make the world a better place, and as a result makes you a better person. And I think that it could also take the form of calling or starting a mentoring relationship with someone, maybe a younger cousin or a college student that your former advisor in undergrad knows, or whatever. There's a lot of different ways. Do what feels good for you. I do believe we all have different ministries. Some people work really well with children. Personally, that is not my ministry. So you won't see me doing a lot of stuff with kids, but talking to a college student about, getting ready for college or finding some scholarship money, or, making, Stephanie cut this part, but like Okay, last thing I said was about the college students. Or, you know, talking to a group about grad school, like, those are the things that I do. And those are the things that make me happy, and I feel like they contribute. And you have to figure out whatever makes you happy for, like, contributes to making this world a better place. And we already do so much of that work in our research because it really does advance society. But I definitely still encourage you to do something else beyond outside of your work that can be helpful. So that's actually all for today. Just thinking about some of the fun stuff you could be doing for the break. Of course, I'm not challenging you to do all 10, but, you know, pick one or two, because we do still have to do work, and there are some things we could be doing to prepare ourselves for next semester, which I'll be talking about in next week's episode. Such as, like, one example that I'm really, like, exciting to do for myself is cleaning out my downloads folder, because it's looking real crazy after this semester. And honestly, I've probably never cleaned it the way it deserves to be cleaned and organized. So that'll be one of my tasks over the break. But I'll be sharing other things that you could be doing so that you can really kickstart a really great spring 2019 semester. But I definitely want to first implore you to schedule fun break, rest, whatever fun means to you, whatever rest means to you. Please make sure that you do that. Burnout is very real. Grad school is very hard and emotionally and physically and mentally taxing. And so we have to take our respite where we can. And Christmas break or winter break is one of those few moments. So I just want to encourage you again to take that break and take that time for yourself. And I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Of course, you can always reach out to me. My information will be on the outro. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Hi, Alante again. I really want this project to be a resource for my fellow people of color and women in grad school. So if you have any questions or requests for topics, shoot me an email at alante@strengthsnotstrikes.com. That's A-L-L-A-N-T-E at strengthsnotstrikes.com. Please remember to subscribe and review and share with your other friends in grad school. Thank you.